Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Daddy St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
So we are at another hotel, and the reason why was because we couldn't get four nights at that wonderful suite that we were at, Larry.
Yeah, we got smoked on that. Became a debacle.
Right. Well, you know what? I did book it late, so that's on me. Truth be told, we didn't know where we were going to go, so whatever. It worked out fine. And we took Larry's dad, Larry, with us, you know. And so we are getting ready for bed. Well, I was, Larry. You and your dad were out on the balcony watching the night goers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, having a good promenade. Time. Having a good time, yeah.
Yeah. And so half of my pajamas are on, right? And I hear, I said, Larry, what the hell is that?
Fire alarm.
I had taken off my makeup. I had taken off my wig. You know, I was getting ready for bed. And, you know, Larry is in his sleep shorts. And what were you doing, Larry?
I was just hanging out. And I was going to go back outside to see Pops out there, you know, on the balcony and sit down and relax. And then I hear that and I open the door. What the heck is going on? The alarms are so loud. They're inside your head. And there's people wandering around looking what's going on. Some running, some just walking around. I don't know.
Yeah. So, you know, of course, I didn't want to go out there without my face made up. You know, I never go outside without
made up.
Anywho, Larry's screaming, let's go. I'm screaming for Larry's father because, you know, he has the cane and he's hobbling. Said, we got to get down five flights. And so I grabbed my wig and I just threw it on. I wanted to get my other ones, Larry, but you kept saying, let's go. So we're going down the steps. Poor Larry didn't put his belt on for his shorts, and your shorts were coming down.
Too much in a hurry, yeah. Too late, realized I got to hold the pants up.
Yeah, so he was, you know, helping his father because his father has the cane. We're getting down five flights. Anyway, we get outside, and there's the fire trucks, and there's the police, and oh my God, is it on fire? Larry, you know what I was most concerned about? You grabbed your wallet and your phone, and I grabbed my phone.
Yeah, because I wasn't sniffing no smoke, so I figured at least take some stuff with me.
Right, but my favorite wigs were in that room, Larry. If that went up in smoke, oh my God, that would be a hole in my heart. Anywho. So they let us back in after a couple minutes, and poor Larry's father, we had to stand in the back of the hotel, and there was nowhere for him to sit, but they let us go back in. And then, Larry, there's the microwave. We're cooking we're doing a little cheese here, brie cheese, trying to do something different. Anywho, so yes, we're on vacation in Cape May still, and they have like a little kitchenette. So anyway, we go back up to the room. I take my wig off. I'm back in bed 15 minutes later. And what happens, Larry?
Off again.
Oh, my God.
Holy cow. Now I'm getting verklempt, I'll tell you. This is bull crap.
Right. So Larry got through on a belt. He did. And, you know, I'm grabbing my wigs because I'm thinking it's definitely on fire, Larry.
I didn't even want to go.
I really thought it was on fire because it's the second time. So I'm grabbing my wigs. I'm throwing them in the bags. And Larry's father's like, come on, we got to go. And we get out and down to the first floor. And I said to an employee, I said, my father-in-law cannot stand. He's got to sit down. Where can he sit down? So that woman, she was very nice. She took us through like a little labyrinth of back hallways and essentially and took us to the front of the hotel. Okay. So there was a seat in the lobby and she said he could sit there. Now I'm thinking, hey, if the hotel's on fire, Larry, they wouldn't have let us sit there, right?
No. And I the whole thing was just like uncalled for. You know, you can't have such a fancy hotel and having all these problems, right? And maids giving you one bar of soap for three people, and then Pops like loses it and is butt cheek or whatever.
Oh my God, yeah.
You know,
did.
No, really, coffee replenished, all kind
true
of
story.
Stuff. No beach tags. Yeah. Oh my God, now I got a list that is going off twice.
Right. So anywho, so my father-in-law, Larry, he was sitting there next to me. Larry went outside to go find out what the heck was going on because there was a lot of firefighters out there on Beach Ave. I mean, the whole block was covered with emergency personnel. Anywho, so I'm sitting there with Larry's father in the lobby, and I turn and I see myself in the reflection of the window, Larry, and my wig was on backwards.
Yeah.
You never even told me.
Yeah.
Larry. I was mortified.
You look more like a raccoon hat.
Oh my God, you should have told me. It was, you know, I was more concerned with grabbing my wigs. Anywho, so yeah, so I had to sit there with it like that because I couldn't move it. I didn't want to leave Larry's father. And this is what happened. Hey, this is our life. Another story. So thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.
Bye for now.